It's Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on Rutherford County's Place to Talk, WGNS AM-FM.
We continue the conversation here on Rutherford Issues, and we are going to find out about a lot of great things here about the little pink book and little patriot books. And what is this little pink book? Who's going to tell us about that? Well, the person responsible for that, and that's Marianne Makakau, who is an author and inspirational speaker and happens to be here in Murfreesboro for quite some time, through the 28th. So you've got 8 days here in our town, right?
I do. Thanks, Brian, for having me.
It is great to have you in studio today. What is the background about a little pink book?
It started as a gift. I have a friend here in Murfreesboro who teaches at Middle Tennessee Christian. We've been friends for 27 years now, and she had always told me to stop doing psychological research, writing for other people, and write a book. And so she saw the gift before I did, and I finally quit my job to do that in December 2008. And then 3 weeks later, she called me telling me she had a cancer diagnosis and didn't know how she was going to tell her children in her classroom. That was about all she could get out. Mm-hmm. That put me on a very broad, big search to find that perfect book for her to take to her children. And when I didn't find it, I heard my pastor's words convicting me. You see something missing, maybe God's telling you to do it.
And now we have the book.
That book virtually overnight when it was published, I had requests for the series after hearing requests after Vicky's classroom on pink paper bound at Kinko's to Please Don't Stop with Vicky. And 8 months later, we had the published title on the market, and then out came the request to make it a series.
Now, when you say a series, so this will be a kid series for not only when your teacher has cancer, it goes into when your mom has cancer or maybe different things like that?
Right. There's actually a list of projected titles that came out of that. The second one was When Your Mom Has Cancer. During the writing of that, we had a family member in Hawaii struggling with a diagnosis that was not a good diagnosis with brain cancer, and that then brought the title of When Mom's Cancer Doesn't Go Away, dealing with loss. And then we have When Your Grandma Has Cancer, which will be launching next year. And it continues from there to have other requests in a Pink Book Health series. That's what it's become. This month, we're actually launching press copies of When Your Grandma Forgets for Alzheimer's.
So it's not only going from cancer, but to Alzheimer's, and it's just a whole series of kids' books now, because When Your Mom Goes to War and When Your Dad Goes to War, those are our Patriot books that are out now.
They are. That actually came out of the experiences of all the Pink Book tours. This is my 19th tour in 20 months, so that's how busy we've been. But as I travel through the nations and being a veteran and being a military career spouse, I naturally gravitate to the troops and have conversations and hearing their deployment stories of multiple deployments and children left behind got me rolling on wanting to do something for them, and that brought the Patriot series.
Now, how many tours in 20 months? 19?
19 this is. It was kind of ironic that I embarked on this one on the 19th of the month for the 19th tour. I didn't plan that. It sort of just happened.
I hope you're getting frequent flyer miles.
We are. And I have the beauty of being military. You have people all over the nation that become your friends and really are like family to you. So I try to stay with them as much as I can and pamper them with loving to cook and sharing part of this journey, and of course having wonderful network connections like I have here in Murfreesboro. I was thinking about when I was coming into town yesterday that, you know, this is like, I think of my friend going through surgery and how the surgeons sculpted out what didn't belong in her body and then brought back together every useful part so that she could become well again and whole. And that's really what God does with our lives. He scopes out what doesn't belong, and he uses everything we've had to equip us to do the work that he has. And that's really the story that this is.
We are talking today to Marianne Makakau, who is author of this really series. Now, you've got others that are planned, coming, but kind of tell us about that.
We do. We have the Alzheimer's title, like I was saying, that we'll have press release copies this month. And what I mean by that are review copies for the media, for the newspapers, for the professionals. That was a blessing in return. My co-author that's writing that with me, Bob Dietz, he wrote a book that I read back in the 90s when I was going through a loss in my life and loved it. And so I contacted him for an endorsement on When Mom's Cancer Doesn't Go Away. I got a return endorsement along with a request. Would you like to do a title in this same vein with your wonderful stick characters giving hope to the journey of Alzheimer's? And I wrote back tearfully, my mom is also going through Alzheimer's. So here I was beside this man who had blessed me to bless his wife and bless my mother. And that title now actually already has a conference in the works in Phoenix, Arizona in January.
Wow.
So these are very tough journeys, and the books are meant for second grade and up. And yet we've had readers from 8 to 88 who are touching the kid inside themselves.
This is obviously a passion.
It is a passion. I consider myself an ordinary person that was asked to do something extraordinary. And it really just became extraordinary because I said yes, and because God directs a wonderful path when we say yes.
Your friend, the teacher at Middle Tennessee Christian School, how is she?
She's doing fabulous. Early intervention, prevention, mammograms, early diagnosis are so critical to each of these illnesses. Whether it be cancer, whether it be Alzheimer's, early interventions are so the key to have a journey that is more hopeful and more promising.
It's more than just about the book now, though, isn't it? Because when you go, you're here for 8 days, and there are Power of Pink events going on, breast cancer support groups, just the things that you're doing. It's more than just the book. It's not your typical book tour where you sit down and someone says, who would you like me to sign this to?
Yes.
And things like that.
And I've done those. The funny part of that, Brian, is that my mother, growing up, my parents always said, you can talk. And it was a joke in my family, because I came from a family of seven, and if you wanted to be heard, you better speak up.
Sure.
And so when I was a cheerleader in high school, it was, oh, the whole neighborhood can hear you. Well, that all was meant for good. And so now I've always had this dream of being a speaker and putting that to use. And just naturally out of these has come those speaking opportunities. And I've had tours, from as far as Hawaii to the West Coast to the East Coast, North and South, with conferences, camps, school visits, professional talks and workshops. It has just opened a broad range of audiences to address.
Marianne, the Little Pink Book, When Your Mom Has Cancer, is also it's found its way into country music a little bit too, hasn't it?
It did. To my surprise, it did. I was on a book tour in Hawaii just recently, and I had an email from my accountant telling me that she needed to speak to me, and I'm thinking it's a routine accounting matter. I didn't have cell service in the remote part of Hanamaui, so I emailed her back on satellite venue of that and said, I can't talk right now. And about an hour later, I was at a book signing at a hotel, checked my email on my niece's phone, and saw that my book had been featured in Martina McBride's video, I'm Going to Love You Through It, on Good Morning America that day. I had no idea. I am still seeking a way to thank her personally. I have been in touch with her fan relations, heard back from them, and then was put in touch with somebody else, and now we're sort of in the wait game. But I would love to sit down and thank her for giving my book a singing voice, because I don't have that ability at all.
Well, I mean, that is really neat, and to see your work used the way it was intended to really inspire and invoke a response. And obviously it did from one of the biggest stars in country music.
Apparently so. And, I can only take part of the credit for this equation. I have beautiful supporters, encouragers, prayer warriors all around me constantly. I have an artist that has phenomenal talent his characters are as much a part of the hopeful journey in these books. And those have come off the pages and are now being used, launching in October, for a drum ministry that is through a Risen Fight group that prays for their wives with cancer. So they're just coming out to have their own advocacy voice, even off the pages.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the events that are coming up, who can participate, because I know that starting, Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah,
I have
Thursday,
a book signing
Mullins
event
Joy
at Jay Mullins, and that's a benefit for Power of Pink, which is an organization helping to fund underinsured and uninsured mammograms for women needing those. So that's all part of that fundraiser and support of Power of Pink. and we'll be there, I believe, starting at 6. You've got the list. I need to actually look at it myself sometimes.
6 until 8.
Yes. And then Friday we have the Power of Pink event that is at the host's home for that particular event. That's a ticketed event that's been done in advance. And then on Saturday, I believe I'm free on the schedule, yet I hear there's a walk for Alzheimer's going on in town.
Yes.
So I really would like to go and do that.
That will be at the Embassy Suites, 8:15.
Great. And also on that note, tomorrow is actually the World Alzheimer's Awareness Day for everyone across the world to wear purple in awareness of Alzheimer's. This is the first World Alzheimer's Month in our history of September. And then on Sunday, hopefully we'll be doing a Power of Pink presentation workshop for giving a voice to healing at the YMCA. We're kind of on tentative on that. Tonight, though, after meeting with you, I'll be giving a small workshop with Rebecca Baskin, Dr. Rebecca Baskin's group at Middle Tennessee Medical Center, and she was the one who wrote the foreword for When Your Mom Has Cancer.
Mm-hmm. Now, the event on the 25th at the Y, one of the they just passed recently some brand new renovations to our Y here, and part of that is going to be a larger and putting more emphasis on the after breast cancer program at the YMCA here in Rutherford County. So that is neat in itself to see Power of Pink. All of these things that are going on, it just brings more awareness. Every book, every time that it's mentioned, it brings more awareness to cancer in general.
And that's an important note that you just made, because that When Your Mom Has Cancer also benefits that after breast cancer program. The sales directly benefit the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, along with each of these titles, and then that program as well. And I want to thank personally the YMCA of Middle Tennessee, because every time I come in for my book tour, I get the luxury of having a pass to do my laps. And I say almost in every workshop I give, the first thing we need to do is put oxygen on yourself first, and then you can care for others, just like when you're flying and they tell you that. And the YMCA here affords me to get the wellness for myself so that I can do this work for others.
This obviously is big and growing. Where do you hope it goes?
To touch as many people's lives with hope in such difficult times as it possibly can. I would love for every page in every book that I write to become completely blank and no longer have a need. But until that happens, we all have a responsibility to give as much hope to those families going through it as we can.
And not only cancer, but Alzheimer's, and I'm sure that this could go on for a long time. Hopefully, as we drop one off, we can work on another.
I have a list of requests to about 2016, and for all different health topics and situations. And I've just said, you know, as my plate gets clear from each title, I will pray about the next one, look it over, see what's already on the market, what's missing, what's not, and then go from there.
It sounds like you have found a job from here on.
it's sort of like what I was saying earlier about the sculpting. It's kind of odd that, you know, my friend saw that gift in me 26 years ago and kept encouraging me almost 27 years. And it's as if all the things I did before were just blended together. The work in psychology, the advocacy work, the responsibility with my family as a mother and a wife, and then my military service, and then being a spouse in the military. It's sort of all just intertwined into this. And
you needed all of those pieces to come together, right?
And you know, and you see it, start to see where nothing's wasted. And so some people that jump ship and do something different, and they sort of beat themselves up and think, you know, am I giving up too soon, or am I doing something I'm not supposed to, or, you know, God will bring it all together for good. And this is such an example of that.
Do you have a website?
I do. And it appropriately is becausehopematters.com.
becausehopematters.com. And will your tour information be there?
Or? It is all there. Okay. Yes. If they just click on the About on the main page, it has my schedule on there, and you can click that and see bookings all the way into July next year.
Yeah, it sounds like for locals who would like to come out, tomorrow's Power of Pink event at J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on Northfield Boulevard would be a good chance.
Yes, it would. Along with on Wednesday next week at the Murfreesboro Library, Lime Bar Library, we're doing a presentation called A Channel of Hope that is for the Murfreesboro Writers Group, but also to the community as well. And that will start at 6 o'clock on Wednesday, the 28th.
Well, I know you have Bill Peters here. He's kind of taking you around. But if you walk out the door and go immediately to the left, you'll find the library. So you're very close.
I just came from there before seeing you. Yes.
Well, at least you know where it's kind of starts and ends.
Yes, and I should add that my books are shelved there. So if you're interested in seeing the books and getting a feel for them, please visit the library and check them out. And they're also, of course, at Middle Tennessee Christian School.
Sure. And can you purchase the books from your website?
You can, directly on there. And you even get a glimpse of all the artwork on the books page.
Yes, it's very, very interesting. You'll want to take a look at BecauseHopeMatters.com. Marianne, thanks for making us a part of your tour stop. And when you're back, you need to come on back to the station here.
Thank you, Brian, very much.
All right. Marianne Macacow joining us. She is an author of the books that we've been talking about here today, and the Little Pink Book series, and the new Little Patriot books that are out. You'll want to take a look at the website. And again, it's BecauseHopeMatters.com. That's going to do it for our program today. Thanks so very much for joining us. We're going to check the news here at the top of the hour, and then it's all sports talk. We have had a great show today. Hope you will make us a part of your afternoon tomorrow. Have a great evening, everyone.
WGNS, Murfreesboro. It's 4 o'clock.